I was listening to a song this morning while I was taking Molly for a morning walk. Molly is the dog that I'm borrowing for a week from my partner. She goes back tonight, or tomorrow morning. My partner's coming over tonight and staying until tomorrow. But anyway, I was listening to a song, and there was a line out of the song that went like this. It went, tears stream down your face as you lose something you cannot replace. And it's a song by Coldplay, but it was that particular line of the song that prompted this boo. Tears stream down your face when you lose something you cannot replace. And over the years, I've lost many things I can't replace. And I'm not just talking about material things. I've lost my dignity. I've lost my pride. I've lost my self-respect. I've lost all these kind of parts of me, if you like. I've gained them back in different ways, but I've lost a sense of who I was along the way. And it's part of growing and evolving as a person to experience loss. And yet we experience loss, and we, in various ways, it can be the loss of a loved one, it can be a loss of the things I've mentioned, it can be the loss of a relationship, and it can be loss of something very valuable to us, whether that's material, personal, or whatever, you know. But when we experience that loss, it touches us deeply at the time. And I think it touches us deeply all the time. I don't, for me personally, it's not something you ever really get over. It's not something that stays with you on a constant conscious level. But when we go through various tragedies in life, when we lose something that's valuable to us, whatever that is, it doesn't just affect us at the time. It stays with us always. And I often have tears streaming down my face at the remembrance of things I've lost. Innocence I've lost. And I talk to my children a lot and see them grow up. And as they grow up, I can see them losing some of their innocence as children. And I don't want to confuse innocence here with ignorance or cloud it with some woolly sentimentality. Because innocence is vital. It's what enables us to reach out and explore, to lose the innocence, if you like. But the loss of the innocence in whatever way, I think is a sad and painful experience. None of us are the same person that we were 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. But it's the things that we lose along the way. We do talk about gaining all the time. We always hear about how to better ourselves, how to progress, how to strive, how to reach forward. But it's those things that we lose along the way. Those things that, if we think about it, can make us quite sad, that are equally important as to finding and searching for new things. We can't gain what we lose, and the loss can be felt quite strongly. I don't want to suggest to anybody here to think about something they've lost and ponder on it. Because it can be quite traumatic sometimes. You can think about it too much, and I certainly wouldn't recommend that. But when we look back at our lives, and we look at a relationship, or we look at a situation that we've been in, or a part of our lives that was a good time, and we lose that. When I was a child, Christmases were very special to me. And as I grew up, they were very special to me. Not the religious ceremony of Christmas, because that's something different for me. But the whole idea of family, of the joy that Christmas could bring for me and for those around me, my loved ones, I've lost that experience to a large extent. And whilst I can have new Christmases with new people, what I've lost cannot be replaced. Holidays as a child is never the same as holidays as an adult. A relationship that breaks down can never be replaced by a new relationship. When we lose something, we cannot replace it. Unless it's something material, a like-for-like purchase. But even then, we could have been given something that's as a gift, and we lose that gift for whatever reason, and we go and replace it, we buy it. But it's not quite the same, is it? We shouldn't dwell on things we lose, but we should. But we never really forget them. And I've often, over the years, sat and had tears stream down my face, simply because of an innocence gone, of a joy that I cannot recapture. There are new joys and new experiences to find. But those that we lose, those that have gone, or those that have been taken away from us in some way, in some traumatic experience, it's those losses that are difficult to bear. Not an exciting boo this morning, not necessarily a jolly boo, and I'm not in a bad mood or a down mood. It was just this line from the song. Tears stream down my face when I've lost something I cannot replace. Anyway, thanks for listening. Time for me to go to work. As always, little pickable. God bless.